Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast, a series of conversations with different members of staff to highlight some of the great work they're doing and aiming to give you, our staff, an insight into what's happening across the Trust, brought to you by the Communications and Engagement team. Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
I'm here with Anne Byrne, Facilities Manager in the Trust. Anne is responsible for the restaurant services, inpatient meals and housekeeping at ward level at both Hillingdon and Mount Vernon Hospital. Hi Anne, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role in the Trust?
Thank you Lucy for giving me the opportunity for this podcast. Before I joined the Trust in 2007, I was actually a hotel manager, so my first role in the Trust was as hotel services contract manager. That role involved managing the contracts, which were cleaning, catering and linen. At that time, they were outsourced. So in 2012, I became part of the working group that managed bringing those services back in-house. And from there, I went into my current role, which is catering manager for the retail, housekeeping and patient food services.
And the catering team has recently been in the news as a finalist, hasn't it, in the HEFMA Award. Can you tell us about that?
As a catering team, we've actually been in the HEFMA Awards twice. In 2019, we won the runner-up year a catering team of the year award, and that was really in recognition of all the work that we've done in and the achievements of bringing those services back in-house. The catering, obviously the biggest challenge created the biggest opportunity for us. We reduced our costs while still producing a good range of meals and services for patients, staff and visitors. We also had that flexibility and control about our services, which wasn't there when they were contracted out. And then that gave us time to bring some innovation and look at new ways of working, while, of course, cementing our relationships with nursing staff between facilities and nursing staff across the Trust.
And the award also recognises the work on the creation and development of the Bevan's Cafe and shop at the entrance to Hillingdon Hospital. What does the cafe provide?
This award is more recent actually. This one was last year in 2021. The cafe provides, it's a high street coffee shop in the front entrance of the hospital. It provides an income stream for the hospital, and it's also the facilities we've put in there resemble a high street coffee shop brand. We've also got some premium brands in there, so in our teas and coffees. We've created a facility of a shop, and also it's got a nice seating area which is brightly furnished and available for everyone to use.
That's for the staff and the public. It's right next to the front door of Hillingdon Hospital. Yes. And in the hospital's patient food provision, Appetito has been appointed as the catering provider for the Trust. Can you tell us more about what they provide?
We've had a contract with Appetito now for just over 4 years. And over that period, we have a close working relationship with them, and we've seen some positive improvements in patient services since implementing them as our contractor. The contract has brought about some changes. Most of the staff across the hospital will be familiar with the innovation of the new plated meal trolley, whereby the food is cooked on one side, there's an oven on one side, and then the other side is a refrigeration. This whole system brings a lot of ease and practicality to the service. Once the meals are prepared and cooked, the trolley is wheeled out into the ward, the tray is taken out, and it's offered to the patient as a complete meal service. With Appetito, and over the time while the contract was in place, they have had a continuous improvement cycle around developing new menus, which we've adapted and introduced for our patients. And in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to be looking at their new vegan range, which we're going to implement into our hospital menus. Also with Appetito, they provide excellent initiatives around sustainability, which helps us as a trust to achieve our goals in that area as well.
Perfect. Can you tell us more about the process for the contract that was awarded to Appetito?
Okay, so we're thinking about that in the not too distant future, we'll be doing this again, this task again. But for awarding the contract at the time, we engaged quite a number of staff across the organisation. So we had various disciplines from the dietitian, SALT team, procurement and finance, and our trust governors supported us. Our external stakeholders, such as HealthWatch and HUK, were also involved. So as well as meeting the essential criteria, which we had to mark, we also held what you'd like a bake-off, where each of the providers had to do a cook-off of all their dishes, which were tasted and evaluated by all of the evaluation team.
Best way to do it, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely. It was a lot of hard work, but I think it is necessary that we do this because, after all, we want to have the best possible service and quality of food for our patients.
Yeah. So when's that the tender next going to have to happen?
We'll be starting work at the end of 2022.
Okay. Can you tell us about catering during COVID time? How has the catering facilities and income been affected? Were they affected by the COVID pandemic?
Yeah, well, as you can envisage, our income actually has decreased as a result of COVID. Both our Choices and Oak Tree Restaurant are staff-only facilities. We have limited seating and limited capacity.
Yeah, that's now. They didn't used to be, did they, before COVID? So that's a big change.
They were busy, enterprising restaurants which welcomed staff and visitors, and we generated our income was much higher at that pre-COVID. Our coffee shops, while we do have visitors and outpatients who use those coffee shops, because the footfall is limited, we're still, our income has been affected in those areas as well.
Yeah. Fewer visitors on site. It's going to massively affect the income for the cafes. But what's the future of catering in the hospitals?
Well, on the back of the note we were just talking about, hopefully we look forward to when the organisation makes whatever decisions the trust makes going forward about easing restrictions. So we definitely look forward to being able to open up our restaurants more and to be able to welcome visitors back and increase the seating capacity in the seating area. We'll also continue to strive to achieve our Food for Life accreditations. In doing that, we can demonstrate to all of our customers that the meals that we produce freshly on site for our restaurants are sustainable, and they're done using the guidelines set out in best industry practice. We're also looking forward to implementing a digital catering system. I'm particularly excited about this.
What does that include?
Well, this is going to really modernise the way we run our catering services, in particular around how we take our patient meal orders. At the moment, we use a lot of paper in the process. So we're going to move away from that into taking orders on an iPad. So we'll be using iPads and screens, and the efficiencies that we're going to get from that is going to be very telling going forward. And also as well, more importantly, I think it's going to improve the whole patient experience and the way we deliver that service to our patients.
So when is that implementation going to happen?
Well, we're working with the Digital 10 team at the moment, and looking around the funding and how all of that's going to be secured. And of course, it is one of the initiatives and recommendations from the Hospital Review Panel. So it was that every trust would have a digital system for catering sort of by 2022. So hopefully.
So watch this space.
into this space. Yes. Lastly, we are very excited as well because we are starting to plan out what our catering services are going to look like in the new hospital going forward.
Okay, yes. All ravels into our new hospital plans. Thanks so much for joining us. We really look forward to hearing an update on all those projects, digital projects and new hospital projects. And any more awards, please let us know. Any staff that want to find out the daily menus, have a look on the internet. And any of the public, just check out our news on the public website for what's going on in the catering department. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Lucy.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.